Our next interview is a delightful gentleman from Gibraltar, UK, Chris Baker, who talks a whole lot about self-sabotage. And we were not able to play the entire interview, but we're going to play a bit of the interview. And he does share with us the information where you can get in touch with him for some more of his information, talking about strategies for life and helping us overcome self-sabotage. Mr. Chris Baker from Gibraltar, UK.
I can talk about life strategies. I can talk about me. What would you like to know?
No, but that was pretty good. I just wanted to share a little with our audience, at least where you're calling from, Gibraltar, UK, so that's great. But I do want to talk about some of the things that you do. I mean, you do some wonderful things with life strategies, and there's so many things you could talk about. I want to talk a little bit about self-sabotage today, and what do we really do, Chris? How do we sabotage ourselves?
It's far more common than most people think. For example, if your cell phone message says, leave a message and I'll call you when I can, then any time that you do not call them back 100%, then you've actually told a lie. You've actually said, I'll call you, and you don't. And given that we're all truth, then that is self-sabotage. You're telling somebody a falsehood. It may not be a deliberate falsehood, but it's a subconscious falsehood. Wow. Self-sabotage generally is unconscious. It's not conscious. Here's another way. Have you ever heard anyone say, I can't afford it, I don't have the time?
Yes.
Most people say that much of the time. And yet the interesting thing about time is that everybody in the world has exactly the same amount, 24 hours every day. if some people manage to actually do the activity that they're saying they don't have time for, then it's actually not true they don't have time for. What it actually means is that it's not high enough on their priority list, and they would rather do something else. I think you were saying I'd rather do something else, and that's exactly right. But when you say, I'd rather do something else, then that's actually not the same as the subconscious untruth, I do not have the time. Let's come back to the cell phone message. Most people prefer to wrap things up. They don't actually want to tell the truth. I mean, if they told the truth, their cell phone message would say something like, you know what, leave a message if you want to, when I get it. Perhaps I'll call you back, but if I don't feel like it or I can't be bothered, then I won't. But don't take offense, because this is true for everybody, not just for you. So whether you leave a message or not, I don't really care. That's actually the truth. But how many people speak the truth?
Yeah, no, I was thinking, as you were describing that, it's so true. It'd be better for us just to speak the truth, just so you know. Leave the number, leave a message after the beep, and not even make any promises. And I think you're about to really speak to us about how we can overcome some of this self-sabotage. I guess don't make promises we can't keep. That's one thing I would say, right?
Absolutely. So the important thing there is be very, very careful about what promises you make, because our internal power depends in part upon how much integrity we have. And there's no integrity in making a promise and then not keeping it. In fact, you lose integrity every time you make a promise and then can't keep it. I'm actually coming to the conclusion that the reason why some people are such inveterate liars is because they've told so many untruths in their lives that they actually can't remember what the truth is and what wasn't. Because they've told so many lies. They've said, this is true to one person, that's true to another, no, that's true to somebody else. And when you tell that to 10 people, who the hell, what did you say to who? And which one's the truth anyway? How do you remember?
That's so true. You know what, Chris, this is good. And your point about integrity, that is absolutely on point. People must have integrity, but this is, like, really critical. I know you do a lot of stuff, but the reason I wanted to speak about this whole idea of self-sabotage, because I knew you would just make some really, really very excellent points. Using a very basic example, an example you use with the cell phone message is a very true example.
And so be very, very careful about the promises you make, because you have two choices. You can either accept it or reject it. But the line I like about rejecting change, the one that goes, and this is not original to me, but it's a wonderful line, is that when you reject change, you're looking at what's happening, and you're standing there thinking, my God, God's got it wrong. God's passed his sell-by date. He's obviously old and senile. He doesn't know enough about the world as much as I do. And if only he'd get his act together, then he'd understand how the world really should be. I know better than God.
And we know that's not the case.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is. This is so enjoyable. This is really so enjoyable. So, Chris, can you share with us, before we have to hang up, we have to get to another interview, can you give the audience information about how they can contact you via the internet and get some
sure.
of your material?
Absolutely. Life Strategies has a website. It's www.lifestrategies.net. When you go to Life Strategies, you can start either at the front page or anywhere.
And that was our interview with Chris Baker, and you can go to lifestrategies.net. He's just a very interesting gentleman. We enjoyed the conversation. We thank all of our guests on today, including him and Dr. LaFair. They were all tremendous. And it's time to say goodbye until next Monday.